Now, that case of the husband not going to church, I'm referring to a Christian because only a Christian has God working in them all the time. But if a non-Christian, you still have a promise, believe on the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved and your house. So you can pray. You can pray for your house to be saved. Sometimes you need to be reminded, church. We cry our eyeballs out when we lose our position at work. We lose money. We lose in the stocks. I tell you this, to lose a soul to eternity, who is crying for that? We gotta get our priorities straight. Lose a position, lose a deal and all that, this is not crying matters. Please. A lost soul, how precious that soul is to God. Amen? That's why the gospel is so important. So it's God who is constantly working in you, constantly giving you the willingness, constantly giving you the good plan. And if you know there's something that you want to have the desire for, all right, and you know you should exercise, but you don't want to exercise, many a times when you exercise without the willingness to exercise, you know, usually it falls flat after 1 week or 2 weeks, right? Amen? You can tell God, work in me the willingness. And see God working in you, that willingness. He probably give you a revelation. That's how God leads. That's how God speaks. You're driving down the road and you feel like eating over here. I don't know how many times that has happened to me. I feel like eating down here, eating down there, and all of a sudden it happens. You know, that I meet someone and salvation is the result. Or the person comes back to church. I remember one time we were looking for a specific testimony of a specific situation and I felt like eating Kaya toast, like buttered bread, you know, a certain kind of buttered bread in Singapore, which, okay, never mind. And coffee, right? So I went to this particular kilini, and lo and behold, that lady was there, that we needed a testimony of that particular situation, very unique situation, and she didn't even know that. She started sharing with me her life testimony, and my goodness, and she was quite eloquent. I was looking for a testimony on video. And I told Pastor Leanne to contact her. The rest is history. You have seen her testimony as well. Why did I feel like eating there? I believe your footsteps are ordered of the Lord, people. Okay? Your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. You got to live life in rest, knowing that God is always working in you. Both the willingness and the performance. I don't believe in this kind of like, oh Lord, speak to me, Lord. What job should I take, Lord? God says, open the papers, start calling. Ask your friends, move around. Have you noticed that it's very hard to guide a car that's parked? You sit on your friends, you know, you sit beside the driver's seat, you tell him, turn right. He's not even starting the car. So the Bible says the Spirit bears witness with our spirit. That's how the Holy Spirit leads us. But you know, if there's no action, there is no witness, there's nothing to witness. You're still in the same old place. It's only when you move, there's a witness this way. Red light. You feel red light inside. Not red light traffic, red light inside. And then you say, not this way. All right, over here. Even as you go along, that's how God leads us. And it's very easy. It's not hard. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to be clever to walk with God. I know some of the people up here in the pulpit, we all make it sound like we are extra spiritual compared to you all. Right? It's not true. Now, our calling is different. Some of us have a calling. We respect the calling. We honor the calling. All right? But all of us have the same challenges as you. We hear God the same way as you. But those who are called by God, all right, there is an authoritative voice, but it's always not for them, it's for you. But in terms of my own life, I have to hear God the same way as you. So God works in me supernaturally. Natural. Isn't that great? And this is the key to holiness. For those who are shouting, holiness, holiness, I'm telling you, this is the key. God is continuously working in you the willingness and the performance of His good pleasure. Amen. So, finally, you marry the one that you love. And by the way, I told the young people, who you love right now is not who you're going to love 5 years from now. God wants your best. It's not, you know, many a times, the one that you love now is not the one you love 6 years later. So I ask them, are you going to marry the person now? Amen? People change. The guy changed. So important for our young people to know, God is not out to kill their joy. God wants them 5 years from now to look at the person and don't feel like, oh, it's hard. It's hard for me now because I like that person down there, but this person is really in a relationship. Everybody expects us to be together. So these are things we talk about. Not for you all. Okay, so number three, what God is doing in terms of miracles. How many can expect a miracle every day? God wants you to expect a miracle every moment. You can expect a miracle. Well, where is the scriptural foundation for it? Galatians 3. Therefore, verse 5. Therefore, God, who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does God do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Let's look at the Amplified Bible version of this. Then does God, who supplies you with His marvelous Holy Spirit and works powerfully and miraculously among you, do so? Does God do so on the grounds of your doing what the law demands, or because of your believing in and adhering to and trusting in and relying on the message that you heard, even the message you are hearing right now? As you hear, God supplies you the Spirit. As you hear, God is working powerfully and miraculously in your life. And that's why we have testimonies of people with this kind of results. You know, they hear my message, even though I'm not there physically, but their lives are transformed. They are healed in their bodies. And I real quick go back to the New King James. It's, he who supplies is present, active, participle. There's not a time that God is not supplying you the Spirit. You are not leaking. You know, have you heard the leaking? The leaking theory? All right. Yeah, he was baptized in the Holy Spirit once, but now he leaks. You find me a verse that says you are leaking. But Pastor Prince, I used to be, I felt the Holy Spirit, but now your feelings. That's your feelings. Say hi, say bye. Your feelings doesn't define you. The Word of God does. Amen. And supplies here, God is constantly supplying you the Spirit. And not only that, and works miracles among you. By the way, among you can also be in you. All right? Greek scholar says it can go both ways. Works miracles is also present, active, participle. God is constantly working miracles in you, among you, in your family, in you, among you. That means it happens in you and it happens around you. And that's why whenever you step into a restaurant that doesn't have many people, or ladies, you step into a boutique, all of a sudden it fills up. Why? Because of you. God is constantly working miracles of provision and blessings and favor in you and around you. And that's why the Antichrist, the beast, the worst that the earth has ever seen, will not happen until we are out of the way. But we are the salt of the earth. We're the refrigerator, you understand? Salt in those days preserve. We are the light of the world. That's why once we are removed, the worst will happen. In the book of Revelation, you read about it, right? We are not there. The church appears only in the first few chapters. Then after that, we're out. We're in heaven. Then the worst can happen. Do you know that believers, wherever you're watching this, child of God, you are the reason why that nation hasn't gone worse. Amen. You think you've seen famine? You haven't seen famine until the church is out of here. You can read that in the book of Revelation. You think you've seen earthquakes? You haven't seen earthquakes until we're out of here. So the earth is travailing because of sin. The Bible says that. The earth is suffering. The earth fell. Animal kingdom fell because man fell. God made man the king of all his creation. When man fell, everything fell. That's why animals can feel your vibes. They can feel when you are nervous, they are nervous. When they're nervous, they want to bite. So God is constantly supplying you with the Holy Spirit. Isn't it wonderful to know? You know, this revelation came to me when I was about 19 years old, 18 or 19 years old. And I even knew the Greek somewhat at that time, to know that he's constantly supplying. I remember we were in Hotel Grand Central. Our church was very small. And I remember after I learned this truth, Pastor Henry or someone was praying up in front. So the people's backs were facing me. I was actually in the crowd. Some of you may not know that I wasn't the senior pastor then. All right. So Pastor Henry or some others were praying, or a guest speaker was praying. And there were a lot of people standing. And I felt that moment God reminded me that He's supplying me the Spirit. He's supplying me the Spirit. And the people were standing and He was praying for them. Seems like nothing is happening. Of course, we don't go by sensationalism and, you know, emotions and all that. But in the Spirit, I felt nothing was happening. All right? And sometimes it happens, people. Because at that moment, our revelation is not so strong. And this guest speaker that we had was just praying for people up here. I think Pastor Henry was there looking at him and the singers, the worship team. And nothing was happening. So I came behind and I was just excited about the ministry. And I just came behind and this verse came to my mind. God is constantly supplying you the Spirit. And I touched the first person. Bang. The person doesn't even know. I'm touching from the back. And I just touch. Bang. I touch another one. Bang. Now falling on the ground doesn't mean, but at that moment I felt it was. It's the power of God being released. So amazing things happen when you are conscious of what God is doing now. The power is released. Because why? Everything works by faith. You got to know it. You got to believe it. Be conscious of it. Then you see it. Or else this is working for believers, whether they believe it, they don't believe it. All right? God is working in them, the willingness. God is supplying them the Spirit. God is constantly justifying them. And yet they are depressed. Yet they feel condemned. All right? They need to know what God is continuously doing. Amen? And because I knew, power was released. It's not me. Like I said, it is God supplying. God doesn't supply, I got nothing to supply. But the first experience I saw firsthand, because it's not like there's no Pastor Prince or whatever. The person doesn't even know I'm the one touching him behind. From behind. Okay? So, that's why it says, does God do it by the works of the law? Even though it's present, active, constantly supplying, constantly working, continuously supplying. Does He do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Uh-huh. In many places, they still teach you must keep the law. And no wonder the supply seems to stop. Because this constant is because, does God do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Go back to Amplified. Amplified says, does God do it on the grounds of your doing what the law demands or because you rely on the message? Okay? Are you all learning? Yes. Is this helping you? Yes. So imagine waking up and saying, wow, you know, and you hear the report that your son is falling down or whatever it is and he's bleeding or whatever. And then when you lay hands, okay, you got to believe that He's constantly supplying. You don't have to psych yourself, all right? Wait a moment. I got to psych myself. God, is there any sin? Clear up first. Anything? Amen? Or you are in a plane and it's turbulent. You don't have to kneel down there or go to the toilet and confess your sins. Pastor Mark told me last time, he's always on the, you know, before he was even born again, he's always, whenever it's turbulent, the plane is, and you know, encounters turbulence, he says he's crying on his knees in front of everybody. And the wife says, you're embarrassing me, get up. I think he shared with all of you openly as well in his sermon. Then there, if you know that God is working, no problem. God is working miracles. If the turbulence doesn't stop, it's not going to crash. Because you're on board. And God is working miracles, what? Among you. And because you are among the passengers, all the passengers are blessed because of you. You got to believe this, people. It works by the hearing of faith. So even though God is doing it, you got to believe it, be conscious of it. Amen? Now, because of time, I'm going to bring this to a close with the last verse. And the last verse is got to do with supply and finances. Okay? I'm going to share with you something that that you might never have heard it this way before. How many have heard the verse, he who sows bountifully shall reap bountifully, he who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, and God loves a cheerful giver. And all that is true, but many a times it leaves you, and then it says, and God is able, in the next verse. Okay, show them all the verses, if possible, all the verses before this. All right, this I say, he who sows sparingly, All right, will reap sparingly. He who sow bountifully will reap bountifully. Let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or necessity. God loves a cheerful giver. And all this is good, but all this must be born out of revelation. Let me show you what was going to happen. All right, after verse 7 is verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency. And I've heard people, let me finish off, having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Many a times it leaves behind this impression. If you are a cheerful giver, God will release all grace towards you. You know why? You know why we believe that? In other words, if I give cheerfully, God will release all favor and grace towards me. Now, God says, he who sow bountifully is a spirit. When you sow bountifully, it's a spirit. When you sow sparingly, it's a small spirit. Bountifully, can you see it? Even the very term itself. God loves a cheerful giver. So what makes one a cheerful giver? And yet we turn it into, if you do this, if you give, then God will release the grace. That makes grace dependent on the giving. But listen carefully. Listen carefully. Grace will make you a generous giver, a cheerful giver, a liberal giver. The story of Zacchaeus. God gave him grace and he became so generous. Now, the problem is this, because of this verse, and God is able to make. Is that present tense, past tense, or future tense? It is future tense. God is able to. Is it a reality or a potential? Potential. God is able to. Now, some people say, you know, when you talk to someone, you tell them, do you believe God heals? God is able to. That's still not the kind of faith God wants. Do you believe God can supply you? God is able to. It's still in the realm of potential. Not yet realized. So, I purposely left this verse with its italics. Can you see the is? Now, is there to help you understand. But in this case, when it comes is able to, it puts it into future tense. Is able to. We all know God is able to. And also it leaves you the impression that if you are a cheerful giver, then God is able to make all grace. But let me show you the Greek. It's going to blow your mind. Ready? Remove the two and let me show you the word able. The word able is from the word dynamite, literally, in English, dunamis. Wait, this word here is dynato from dunamis, dynato. God is dynamiting. Okay. Then what about the tense, Pastor? Is it also present? Yes, it's present, active, indicative. Which means to make all, God is able to make all grace abound. That's the original that you read in your English Bible. But in the Greek, it literally is saying it like this. Let me show you first the Amplified version. Amplified says, and God is able to make all grace. There's still an able to, which makes it in the realm of potential or future. God is able to. Now watch this. God is able to make all grace. Then Amplified has this brackets. Every favor and earthly blessing. And these are by scholars, Greek scholars. So grace is not just favor, it's also earthly blessing. Whoa! Okay. And how many grace? All grace. How much grace? All grace. Every favor. How many want every favor? And earthly blessing. To come to you in abundance. Not only come to you, come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient. That means possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnish in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Back to our New King James. It says, God is able to make all grace abound towards you that you always, good times, bad times, famine times, harvest times, whatever times in the world, with the banking system, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. So, this has been used to entice people to give, but actually, the thing is that And I can say this because our church is the church of givers. Our church attendance last few years and all that, when we had the building fund, the highest attendance that we had in those years, one of the highest attendance was the Sundays that we gave to the building fund. So other people come from somewhere to give. It's a very funny church. It's a weird church. I'm telling you that one of the highest attendance we had is a Sunday that we come to give. So I can say this. I know what it's like to put people under grace and what grace has done to people's hearts. Pastors and leaders, are you listening? It's what grace does. Now, let me just give you the Greek, all right? It is, I can challenge any Greek scholar to look it up, and the word able is in the present active indicative. Indicative means it's a fact that God is right now not able to. That means what? Present means what? Present active means what? God is now enabling. God is now powering. God is now continuously enabling all grace. Let me give you the version right now. All right. God is enabling all grace, every favor and earthly blessing towards you in abundance, that you always, having all sufficient in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Even now as I speak, God is enabling. God is powering all grace. Even as I speak right now, God is doing it. He's not going to do it. He has not done it one time in the past. He is continuously doing it. God is enabling all grace. When you know that, then the verse before that says, God loves a cheerful giver. Why? Because you know God is always supplying. God is always multiplying favor to you. And you are so full, it makes you a cheerful giver. The grace comes first. The grace comes first. Grace opens our hearts. Grace makes us. Y'all know, right? Just because someone is rich does not mean they are generous. I'm sure you've met many of them. Relatives especially. They say money is relative. It's really relative. More money, more relatives. And this is chapter 9. Before chapter 9 is chapter 8. All right? That's deep, Pastor Prince. Yes. Look at chapter 8. What happened? You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. And there's no way anyone can use this spiritually. He became rich, became poor spiritually. You know, the whole context in chapter 8 and chapter 9 is talking about money, talking about giving, talking about material things. So he's talking about Jesus on the cross, he became poor. The only time he became poor is on the cross. He was born in a poor family, but even when he was born, he attracted the gold, silver, and frankincense, which is very expensive in those days in the Middle East. Even as a baby, so much grace. See, money, gold and silver, whatever it is, right, that is the value system of money, comes to someone with grace. So you strip a person like Joseph, you sell him with only in his underwear, standing in a marketplace, in a slave market, and all he has is the Lord is with him, and he has grace. He has favor, and everything else comes back. Before you know it, he has a Johnny Depp eye makeup and all the royal regalia, gold, diamond, bracelet, and all that. And yet, Joseph's heart is not in all this. He's in blessing his brothers, saving mankind. So, even when you have nothing, it all starts with grace. Grace will bring everything. Amen? And those who are disputing prosperity teaching and all, this is not prosperity teaching, this is Bible teaching. Have I said anything? The story of Joseph, did that happen to him? And I'm against materialism. I'm against prosperity being used in a way to enrich the preacher and not the people. The people are being deprived. No. I'm not telling people if you give, God will give you this amount, 10 times more, 100 times more. I'm not a preacher of that sort. So don't put me there. Okay? And let me close with this. Here is a testimony from Henry from Mississippi, United States. I have always wondered why my prayers were hit and missed. Prayers were answered when I prayed for others, but not so much when I prayed for myself. After listening to Pastor Joseph Prince's sermons and reading his two books, Destined to Reign, The Power of Right Believing, I started to realize that when I was praying for myself, I always judged myself, seeing if I was worthy to receive from the Father. Through Pastor Prince's sermons and books, I received the revelation that the Father answers all prayers with a yes and amen. We are the ones who get in the way of receiving. I finally understood that it was not about how good or bad I am, but how through the righteousness of Jesus and the goodness of the Father that our prayers are answered. It is through grace we receive salvation, and by this very same grace we receive the answers to our prayers. Now you say, well, Pastor Prince, that's common. We all experience that. We all get that same revelation. But watch this. Once I realized this and asked of the Father, He delivered me from a 20-year addiction to smoking immediately. 20 years, just listening, having the revelation, he asked God, he was delivered. All my past efforts of wearing patches had worked only temporary. However, I never asked to be healed from my chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, a progressive lung disease that makes it hard to breathe, because I always felt it was the price I had to pay for smoking. My lungs were so scarred that they looked 22 years older than my actual age. This condition disabled me back in 1997 till the Father worked a tremendous miracle in 1 week. He cleared all the scar tissues. Now I need neither medication nor breathing treatment, and my lungs look like I had never smoked. The doctors were dumbfounded but thrilled by what had happened. I have been telling everyone how wonderful the Father's love for us is. What He has done for me, He wants to do for all His children. Pastor Prince, I am now an ordained evangelist, following the Apostle Paul's revelation of grace. Praise be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May the Father continue to bless you with great health, provision, wisdom, and grace. Love you all very much. Praise the Lord. There once stood a wall, deep and wide, tall and strong. There it stood, built of all our uncleanness. But this man, by His blood, broke down the wall, loosed the flood of the mercies of God for all mankind. Yes, there once stood a wall, deep and wide, tall and strong. There it stood, built of all our uncleanness. But this man, by His blood, broke down the wall, loosed the flood of the mercies of God for all mankind. And that flood is still flowing. It is constant. It is inexhaustible. It is unceasing. And it's coming your way. How rich you should feel. It is coming your way. How blessed you ought to feel. It's coming your way. Now say thanks to Him. Just say thanks. Thank you, Lord, for always seeing me righteous in Christ. Thank you, Father, for always working in me even the willingness and the performance of your good pleasure. I don't have to worry about your will. I only have to follow what you put in my heart. Thank you, Father, that you're constantly, constantly powering, enabling all grace, every favor, and every blessing to abound towards me. I'm not defined by my bank account. I'm defined by this all grace and every favor and earthly blessing that's coming to me constantly in abundance. I receive it. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. I receive it. Thank you, Father, for constantly supplying me the Spirit. There's never a time I'm not anointed. There's never a time I am not full of the Spirit. You're constantly supplying me the Spirit. And I thank you that you're working miracles of healing in my body right now. You're working healings, Lord, in me and among me, around me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God is healing. There's a diabetic situation. Someone has suffering from diabetes. God is healing you right now. God is normalizing your blood sugar. You are healed. God is normalizing blood pressure. Amen. Those with high blood pressure, God is normalizing it. Hallelujah. He's supplying. He is ministering and working. Energio, working constantly. Right now He's working, powering towards you that healing in Jesus' name. Heart conditions, blocked arteries, pulmonary constriction, inflammation. God is healing you right now in Jesus' name. God is healing you. Just say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The word receive, abundance of grace, is not present passive. Like when God sees us always righteous, it's passive. But here, it's active. You receive actively. You can't just sit down there and say, quietly. No, you got to say, Lord, I receive. Open your mouth and say, Lord, I receive. I receive all grace. I receive favor, every favor. I receive the supply of your Spirit. I thank you for it. 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 I receive my healing right now. I thank you for it. And anytime you see the devil trying to resurface that symptom again, say, Lord, right now I thank you. You are healing me. You are supplying that healing, Lord. Thank you. I receive it. And actively receive it by faith. I receive it, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And if you are here, friend, or watching this by way of broadcast, wherever you may be, and you say, Pastor Prince, I want God to save me, wash me clean, wash me from all my sins, and make me continuously righteous. Well, friend, that's the reason you are watching this program. That's why you are hearing this message. It's not by chance. God designed that you should hear this message. If that is you and those who are here, if you want Christ, please don't walk away. You know, we cry when we lose our job. We cry because we lost some money in our investments. We cry because we may even lose a loved one. But I tell you this, the greatest tears is when someone is lost for eternity. There's no greater loss than the loss of a soul to all eternity. And friend, this is why God sent His Son. God loves you so much. There is a hell to shun and there is a heaven to gain. Don't let anyone fool you. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let the world sing their songs and partying, making it sound like there is nothing. No doom in front. There is. There is a hell to shun. And that's why God sent His Son to die for our sins on that cross. God so loved us that God sent His Son to be our substitute. And because He was punished for all our sins, you need never ever be punished if you accept what He has done. If actively you receive this abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, from now on, God will see you in no other way than righteous. So pray this prayer with me right now. If that is you, wherever you are, and those who are watching, pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Heavenly Father, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died on that cross for all my sins, punished in my place, and rose again without them. He is alive forevermore at your right hand. And this same Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior, now and forever. Thank you, Father. I'm eternally saved, completely forgiven, always righteous in your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, my friend, you are now a brand new creation in Christ. All things have passed away. Amen. Your sins are completely forgiven through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand to our feet. Now, fathers, remember this. All that I've shared is happening to you right now. You say, I'm not a good father. Well, he's supplying you the Spirit. Who better to empower you, to lead you, than the Spirit? Amen? Let me pray a blessing over you right now. Father in heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for every father under the sound of my voice, everyone that's watching. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you grant them, Father, a special revelation, a deep revelation, an abiding revelation of you, Father God, and of your love for them. Because we have been fathered wonderfully, we can father accordingly. Father, I pray for this revelation. Father, I pray in Jesus' name also that every father under the sound of my voice will now have robust, aggressive health. Health that is so aggressive, Father, that even when they forget to exercise, it still flows. Father, I pray freedom from stress, worries, and anxieties for all fathers here. I pray, Father in heaven, that they will let go of the front wheel and let Jesus take the wheel. I pray, Father in heaven, that they will let go of their lives in terms of them running it, Lord, as if everything depends on them, and learn to rest in you, to see the constant supply always in their lives. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will so renew and revive their marriage, Father, that they'll fall in love with their wife all over again, Father. I pray you'll turn the water of their marriage into wine. I pray, Father in heaven, you'll give them gravity, you'll give them glory, weight, Father, in everything they say, Father. It will carry authority, it will carry love, and it will carry your glory. Father in heaven, I pray, Father, that you will raise fathers that will be exemplary, that all their sons will grow up to one to be. Father in heaven, I thank you. I pray, Father, that every father and the son of my voice will not suffer financial lack. And if there be anyone, Lord, in financial debt, I'm asking you, Father, for supernatural cancellation of the debt. Supernatural. Because you're constantly working miracles. Let it happen, Father. This miracle of supernatural cancellation of debt. And I pray, Father, you supply them the wisdom in their finances, Lord. Stewardship, Father. And Father, I pray for a blessed family life. Thank you, Father in heaven. I commend them into your hands. And church, those that are watching, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and grant to you and your loved ones his peace. Shalom. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Joseph Prince, and we trust that you've been blessed. For more information on our messages, books, and videos, do visit our website at josephprince.com. Register today and receive a complimentary MP3 message. You'll also receive an exclusive Meditate and Believe Right daily email by Joseph Prince. Be greatly blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved.